We're reading from the book Kabbalah for Beginners, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, second restriction, which is called restriction of Neidak, item 56. We've spoken till now about the birth of the Parzuf, meaning the connection between the creature and the creator, that the creature is created with a desire to receive, which is divided into five parts, according to the measure of coarseness in him, Shorish Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and he reveals the desire to receive from these desires on these different levels of Aviyut. He reveals that as if before him there are attributes, qualities, he recognizes that up to him comes the upper light, that in it there is the quality of bestowal. How does he recognize it? Because he has the fourth aspect, and the aspect of Shorish, and in the middle, the second aspect, and the four aspects which are receive an impression from it. So it responds to it, and as much as it can receive inside in order to bestow, it does as much as it can. It can, can't, but there's a part in him, the desire to receive, which he cannot use. It's called the end of the Parzuf. He is not capable of using it in order to bestow. There is no strength which can help him to get better, to acquire the masach upon these desires. And truly, these desires, they are the true egoistic desires, the greatest desires, in which the creature is opposite to the Creator. So how can you correct these desires? If the desires are small, Shorish Aleph and Bet, the creature in them still does not feel that he is opposite to the Creator, and therefore in them can he make different actions. Because he still does not work with his nature. However, the desires of Dalet and Gimel, they are desires which are completely opposite to the nature of the Creator. And to correct them, it is impossible. We can only not use them. And for this, upon this, was made the first restriction. The first restriction was made on the fourth aspect, which feels itself that it is opposite to all the prior three distinctions. About the aspect of Shorish, we have nothing to say at all, because this is for the Creator, Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, which give the fourth aspect, the feeling of the attributes of the Creator, how he bestows to it. So, the fourth aspect, which can recognize itself towards the aspect of Shorish, makes the restriction upon itself. In this, it does not correct itself. Now, only after the restriction, let's say, it identifies itself with all of the prior aspects. But itself, it cannot correct. How can one correct at all the fourth aspect so it will be in order to bestow? And it remains under the restriction. Therefore, Baal Sulam says that in order to save the creatures from this great, humongous separation which exists between them and the Creator, there was the first restriction and then the second. That precisely by the restrictions, precisely by the concealments, the desire to receive can come closer to the attributes of bestowal, to correction and then to the filling. Meaning that we have to see these actions, that the desire to receive was full, and afterwards it was emptied, and feels itself in the darkness in comparison with the light, which as if stands before him. So this emptiness, this state, is a state only in which you can reveal the screens for the correction of the desire to receive and for refilling it anew. Let's read. I'll find words. I want to say something, but I can't. So, item 56. Thus, we have cleared up the meaning of Tzimtzum Aleph, which was made on Bchinat Daled, the Kli Malchut, as it stopped receiving the light. We have also spoken of the Masach and its Zivug De'aka with the upper light. It raises the Ol Chozel, which plays the role of the new vessel of reception instead of Bchinat Daled. Then we discussed the weakening of the Masach Beguf that happened because of the impact within the Ol Makif and the Ol Pnimi. These processes led to the formation of the Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot Deguf in each Parzuf, and the ascent of the Masach to Pederosh and its Zivug Daka with the upper light. As a result, the second Parzuf is born, one level below the first, and then the third. These Parzufim of the world of Adam Kadmon are called Galgal Ta'ab and Sag. Each subsequent Parzuf dresses onto the preceding one from the Pe de Rosh and below. So it gave us a historical review, what happened with the creature from its moment of coming from existing to absent, till its fourth aspect, how it spread to the fourth aspect, made a restriction, and has decided that he is working with the Masach in order to bestow, and as much as possible will bring out these last Peltzufim. What happens next? Next, you can no longer spread. You can no longer identify with the upper light. Item 57. You must know that there is not even a hint of the creation of our four worlds of Abia in these three Pertufim. There was not even a place for them, for the Galgalta of the world of Adam Kadmon reaches the point of our world, that the root of the desire's correction has not yet been revealed. Then began the reason for the Tzimtzum Aleph. It was made to provide Bchinat Daled with an opportunity to receive the upper light, and then create man from it, who with the help of the Torah and the commandments, for the sake of the Creator, would transfer reception into giving. So why do we need the worlds of Bia de Poda and Bia de Tuma, the unpure Bia? And he says, there is still no root for these worlds. There is no root for the place of the worlds. What do we need them for? Because without revealing the deficiencies, the dissensions, the emptiness, the oppositeness of force, the klipot against the sanctity, these systems of Abiyah of Pruda, without revealing these states, It is impossible that in the creature there would be revealed the urges, the vessels, the abilities to come to equivalence of form with the Creator. He must pass these contrary states to it, that they are called worlds of Bia. And therefore, Bala Sulam says that because in the Paltzufim of Galgalta Absag, the root for Bia was still not revealed, therefore we haven't come to the good state, the state to which we must long to. And we understand that there is no place to long to, that there are bad things there, Bia Depuda, Bia of separation. There are no worse states than there, but these are the states without which the creature would not want to reveal himself. He will not reveal that there is something to correct himself. Therefore, from the first restriction, from this Malchut of Ein Sof, which feels the feeling of shame and must restrict itself and come to the equivalence of form, it's obvious that if in the creature there will not be revealed the lack of the equivalence of form till its last measure, he could not correct himself. And in these vessels, after the restriction, that he keeps himself. And after the Galgalta Absag, which work as if in order to conceal the gap between the creature and the Creator, as if they go okay together. So we see that, of course, we shall not reveal here the deficiencies, we will not reveal the oppositeness, the opposite state between the creature and the Creator. Therefore, Galgalta Absag, they didn't work correctly, and it turns out that we must have the worlds of Bia, the place for the worlds of the Bia, and it is all our, we must have these states revealed, which are the vessels which are contrary to the Ein Sof. He speaks here about it. How will we come to the worlds of Bia? On the one hand, these are the worst states, and the purpose of creation, it is to pass the creature through all of these states, that he will feel the oppositeness, that from this he will have new vessels created. It's understood, yes? Why am I talking about this? Because it's not obvious. Why does he want to tell us here about the worlds of Bia? What do we lack? Let there not be worlds of Bia. Let there be no place. So what? Let us proceed. Gilgal Tapsag, and on, and we'll conclude in this. It is impossible to conclude in this, because it is impossible to reveal in Malchut, in the concealed Malchut, of its oppositeness of the Creator. It is possible only if in one issue there will be two opposites. We must into the Malchut put in lights, fillings that it receives from the Creator, and then it will feel, what am I, who am I, in comparison with the light, which will have these contrary feelings. Then from this there will be born these new distinctions from the state as one vis-a-vis to the other. And then you can already talk about the correction. But if in one issue, in the Malchut, there will not be a feeling, who is the light, the soul, and how I am contrary to this, if in the Malchut there won't be these feelings and these correct measurements, it will not be able to come to the correction. First of all, we need to reveal the oppositeness. This is now as the greatest problem from the side of the upper one, from the side of the emanator, that the creature will be impressed from the gap between them.
Yes. At the end of Galgalta, There's not these two states? What do you mean, what kind of aspects at the end of Galgalta? If the Galgalta is protecting itself and putting a screen, and as much as I can receive, yes, as much as not, it cannot measure. It doesn't have at the end an observation of these two at the same point, the same subject. Also, in our world, speak to people, nothing is missing, everything is okay. Another bottle of beer, another Mondial or something, everybody's finished, everybody's okay. This is what there is. It is from missing the revealing in the desires, the memories in the light. What does it mean? A person wakes and feels himself on the floor, broken and broken and splitted, and I don't know how to express this, because inside him discovered two opposites, a registration, two worlds. Then it become confused. Before it wasn't confused. Before that it was by his thought, his brain. Of course it could have been that he's managing in this world, of course. If not the creator that wants to spoil his success in our ego and give us every once in a while failures. So, until in the will to receive, the sparks of the light are not revealed inside the will to receive, the will to receive feels okay, everything is okay. The first sparks will discover that was in the first man, before 5,700 and so years, and since then, there are people that this is revealed in them, and that's why they must do something with them, and arrive to correction. And whoever, it's not revealed in him, so he doesn't have preparation for correction. And he's talking about this right here. How are we going to do this reality of the vessels, that they'll have sparks in them, sparks from the light, that they will awaken to do corrections out of revealing the ability to deal with the light inside them, with the will to receive that's in them. What is a spark? A spark is out of the screen. It's from the aspect of bestowal, from the character of bestowal. That's why we have to reach and attain a receiving on behalf of bestowal, like in the world of Nekudim. That there's in the Rosh, in the head, everything on in order to bestow, the feeling, the intention in order to bestow, and receiving inside the body, and in the body it's revealed in the intention to receive, in order to receive. And then it comes out that you have a will to receive, a desire to receive, and in it, pieces of the intentions, how to say, this is hey. So you have a will to receive, this is a will, the desire to receive, the not corrected, in order to receive, and in it there's pieces, there's parts of the screen. Parts of the screens from the same intention in order to bestow. And then between the desire and the parts of the screens you have in each desire you have a spark. And then you are found in collision of two observations, of two insights that are in reality. This is what happens to a man, to a person who starts to feel the point in the heart. How to reach that? There must be Malchut Ein Sof that one will want to receive in order to bestow, but that afterwards it will reveal in it that it's in order to receive, and then those sparks in the intention to bestow, with the intentions to receive in order to receive, and slowly will start feeling this difference, this polarity. Without this polarity, you will never feel why he's opposite of the Creator. He's out of his mother. He comes in the field. Everything's okay. I have a cow. I have a man. I have a donkey. I have my life. Baruch Hashem. Nothing will the reason will for the creation of the real vessels will not be revealed, because only the one who feels the difference between giving and receiving, this out of this polarity, he could raise man to demand correction. Yes. I have another question. That means that we have to, from top to bottom, the Creator, the Emanator, prepares the systems to corrections. That's why it's called from top to bottom. That Creator is preparing making all the preparations. That there's no creations, nothing. He's only building the system that when there will be a creator, he will insert in him those two things, and with that the creature will work. That's why we're building the system, and then first man, and then you break it by this structure, and then the first man, when the difference between him and the Creator is revealed, then this revelation is the place. Then this revelation is the place for freedom to the creature. There's nothing but this that leaves for the creature a free place. Everything else, the Creator controls without any problem, without any asking us. That's it. Only when in us, only if in us are the feelings, the are revealed of the oppositeness of polarity, very uncomfortable feelings that bring us shame. The sign of shame is in our feelings. Then the creature inside him starts to feel a place of its own self. In this space, in this area where Creator and creature are, and all of this is from top to bottom. This is this point in these feelings that the creature is insight is watching. There he has a place to build his independence, his relationship, relativeness is the order of relationship, the connection between them. That means that he started to build a patsuf, a face of Adam, Arishon, the first man, Adam. Then he starts, as much as his effort is trying in that feeling, in that polarity, in that feeling of shame, as much as he's able to build his face, he's able to feel himself new, born, that's growing, that's a creature, and everything else, he's attaching to the Creator. These observations, we don't have these yet. we are. That's why we're studying here on the creation of the place for the creature, for the darkness of its polarity, so he can work in one himself. And there's still a problem, because in first constriction, in Galgal Tapsag, nothing was revealed. It's still not possible that there will be such a reality that's called Nivra, a creature that feels oneself opposite the creator, that will have some push to do something else. It's a big problem. So how we do this?
Item 57, namely, in order to create the body of Adam in that fourth aspect, and if his engagement in Torah and Mitzvot is in order to bring content to the Creator, it will turn the force of reception in the Bchina Daled into giving, that by this he equals the reception to complete bestowal, and by this they will come to the four Gmar Tikkun. Then Bchina Daled would become the vessel of reception of the upper light, merging with it by its properties. However, the root of such correction has not yet even been revealed in the world of Adam Kadmon. For that, man should consist not only of the Bchina Daled, the desire to receive, but also possesses the properties that refer to the first nine sefirot, namely the desire to bestow, allowing him to perform good deeds. If man had appeared, if he would have come out of the state of Ak, there wouldn't been the Chalal Panui, because the fourth aspect, it was all below the Raglei Ak. It was all Chalal Panui Rek Me'or, because it is in oppositeness of form to the upper light, that because of this it is the aspect of Puda and Mita, separation and death. And if the creature would have been Adam from it, he wouldn't have been able of correcting his deeds at all, because there would have been no spark of bestow in him, and he would have been aspected to be as a beast. And there are no sparks of bestow in them, and their whole life is to receive for themselves, like the wicked ones, which are all sunken into receiving for themselves. Like about them, it is said that the wicked ones during their life are aspected to be dead, because they are contrary to the living of the life. Meaning, there is space, a person does not feel, the creature, let's say, the desire to receive. There are a few distinctions which we can call them creature. Either a creature is simply existing from absent, that this is the creature. It comes by the deed, which is called creation, outside of the step, outside of the light. So, of course, the point of existing from absent is the creature. Afterwards, it develops, this creature comes to Malchut of Ein Sof, which feels different phenomena that it goes through. And when it feels these phenomena which it goes through, then from this, we say it makes restriction. The creature makes a certain action inside himself. Not that he makes an action inside himself. It is impossible to say he makes an action from within himself, or this action goes through it, or because it passes because of his feeling, we can say that as if he's doing it. But of course, there's no choice here that he can do it. Otherwise, maybe there is a feeling, because we're talking on the language of people, that he decides and does. But of course, the development is a compelled development by the lights upon the vessels, the lights which bestow to the vessels their influence. And after this, we're talking about the Malchuyot from all of the Partsufim, Malchut of Peh, which makes decisions, receives, bestows, purification, spreading again and again. Each time we attribute to the creature different forms of independence, of freedom of choice, and certainly there is no creature yet, in the sense that he will stand against the Creator and will be not in the dominion of the Creator, because a creature which is still under the dominion of the upper light, although here there is something foreign, but it exists under the dominion of the Creator, and therefore it has no choice and no freedom. But nevertheless, it is called creature, and the true creature, it's called only that desire which can feel itself, that exists against the Creator, in oppositeness of form to him, and acquires such abilities that he can control the Creator, control, and then it is called that he has free choice. From feeling that I am different from the Creator, from this difference there comes shame. From this difference I want to be like him. These are things which awaken in me in a way that is necessary. After I work upon all of these distinctions, I come by the exertion to a distinction that I can control the Creator. And here, really, is the freedom of the creature. What does it want to be in? Like a child that can rule the mother, if he now grows in order to understand how to refer to her correctly. Not to use her unlimited love towards him, but on the contrary, to acquire the same love towards her. There develops the true space where the creature has to correct it and fill it with love, the equivalence with the Creator. And the deficiency which is revealed upon the ability to control the Creator in a complete form, like the light rules by creating a point existing from absent, and then he goes over it and puts in order all of the changes and actions. This is the way the creature feels, this is the way he relates to the Creator, because he feels that he grabs on to the love of the Creator towards him, because the Creator loves him. By this, he rules. But these are even greater deficiencies. There, in this space that he can rule, but he decides to develop to that step of love, there is the free choice of the creature, and there we say that exists the true creature, finally, not the Malchut himself, not restriction, not correct itself, not the Dam Rishon, neither we, but the development from up downwards, that he finds this place, from down upwards, and he finds this place. Let's proceed. Item 58. And this is what the sages have said. In the beginning, the Creator's conception was to create the world with the properties of Din, judgment. And he had seen this means that if something were created from the material taken from the first nine Sefirot, okay, and then the Creator saw that the world could not exist this way, so he mixed the desires to receive with the desire to give. Of course, from the point of beginning, from existing to absent, you build the desire to receive. This desire to receive, it is compulsory that it will be included from the first Tet Sefirot, from the first nine Sefirot and Malchut itself, because if Malchut does not feel the first nine Sefirot, the Tet Rishonot, it will not feel that it exists in connection with someone. How does it have to receive and identify the giver, etc.? Then, to begin with, there was created the desire this way, that it only identifies its state in the ten Sefirot. And from this, it works as much as possible in order to identify with the light, and itself it leaves in space. This is its end, and this is space. And to add up here the quality of bestowal, it is called to add to the aspect of Din, the aspect of Rachamim. This is what you need in order to correct the space. And as it is written, that the first reason of the worlds, meaning the Paltzufim of Akt, which were emanated first, were emanated at the measure of Din, judgment, namely Malchut, which is called Din. And the fourth aspect, which was restricted and came out upon the vacant spaces and as an end to Rogle Ak, which is the secret of the point of this world, which exists below the Rogle Ak, in vacant space and empty of all light, and he has seen that the world cannot exist, meaning that this way the person had no ability which needs to be created from this fourth aspect, that he could do these deeds of bestowal, that by it would the world exist to the measure of the required correction. Therefore, he has increased the measure of Rachamim and included it into the measure of Din, meaning that the Sefirah of Chokhmah is called the Sefirah of Rachamim and the Sefirah of Malchut is called the Sefirah of Rachamim, because upon it was made the restriction, and the emanator has he raised the aspect of Din and he raised it to the Bina, the force of restriction that is in the Malchut Bina, and mixed them until Prina Dalet included the sparks of the desires to give that are the aspect of Din, and is included from the aspect of Din in the vessel of Bina. And by this was there made the qualification for the aspect of the man, which would be included from the fourth aspect, which is included also from the quality of bestowal, that he could do good deeds in order to bestow to his Creator, till he will change the measure of reception in him, that it will all be in order to bestow, that by this the world would come to the required correction. We have light bestowal.
We have light bestowal, light, or Rav Rota Shpa'a bestowal. We have a desire to receive. First action, to constrict the will to receive, to neutralize it, so it will completely will be look-alike the light, that it would feel itself that it's like the light, by the fact that the Creator controls it. Light is feeling the desire to receive, the will to receive. But this is only by the control of the upper one. Leaving the control of the upper one, and then the will to receive will feel that it cannot be together with the light. And that means the breakage. That means the Creator doing one thing. He's exiting as a force, the force that sustains, the force that controls, the force that corrects the desire. And right away it appears that the desire and the will and the delight are opposite. We have maybe example from this world. We have a man that is currently in a good environment, and out of the environment it is in them, between them, he is behaving the right way. And you do not identify that his right behavior is by the effect of the environment on him that really controls him. And then he cannot identify himself and he cannot correct himself if he is good or bad. If the society and the environment in its control is disappearing, stopping its control and its influence on men, we're starting to find who he is and what he is. He's finding himself, what he is and what he is. And then, out of that difference that he feels, to where he fell, he's starting to see what is he missing, so he will to have the same strength as the society, so he will have it within himself. Meaning, by that, a new vessel, a new desire, a need for correction. Clear? You're an education person. You don't understand that? I didn't learn this in the education system. There is a desire to receive. Desire to receive. It is under the influence of the light environment. Doesn't matter what. This will to receive is depressed. It's not that you're depressed. It's depressed out of its own will by the light. The light is making out of it good, bestowing order on it good things in such a way that the desire to receive is bad in means when it is desires. Why is good? Because it doesn't want. Is that clear? That means that this is the control of the light. But if the will to receive disappeared, if the light disappeared, and will not give its influence to the will to receive, then the will to receive will start to feel egoistic, will turn to be egoistic, and will feel between itself and before and after, will feel between these two situations some difference, will feel a gap, will feel bad. It has now darkness. Where is this darkness from? From the fact that the light has disappeared. How can I feel that I will feel good? How can I do that? That there will be light in it. But the light doesn't come like that, so you will feel good. Here, this is the place of choice. If you want to be like before, good by character, you have to invite the light to influence on you and correct you. If you just want to be feel good like it was before, the light will not come. This is this is the situation that we're at. It is our choice between feelings, to feel good or bad, or to be good or bad. I guess the heat is heavy, it's influence, it's affecting. This is the choice. A man here has to make all kind of workarounds and not feeling. His feeling is to move from bad to good. To bring the creature to such a process, this is what we're studying now, that is done from top to bottom. We're taking the creature and inserting him to a good place, to a good state. From the, like you're saying here, like first the world was born from the aspect of the din, and then it was combined the aspect of din and the rachamim together. This is to create a possibility for such a thing like this, to clarify this inside the creature. What's not clear by this? I feel that it's not. There are some people that are not. This is an aspect of familiar. Now I get confused. What was missing, that he's feeling also the fulfilling and also the character in the first stage. First, it used to feel good when the light was controlling. Now light is not controlling. The question is, what does he want? He wants to feel good, like the when the light was controlling, or he wants to be like the light. He used to look like the light? Well, we will continue. Please, letter Nuntet. And this, including of the Malchut and Bina, interaction between the properties of Malchut and Bina in the Patsuf Sag, brought about the Tzimtzum Bet in the worlds below. This led to the emergence of the new in the new sum of the upper light in the place where Bina is. Malchut, which prevented the light from spreading into the surf of Galgalta, at the level of Siyum Raglav, and then restricted the light of the upper half of Bina and Guf, called Tiferet. Indeed, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet corresponded to Keter. If we will look in a simple manner, in simple way, we have the four aspects of straight light, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. This is a desire to receive. Aleph, Bet, desire to bestow. Gimel is Aleph and Bet together, and Dalet is desire to receive double the will to the desire to receive Aleph and Bet together. Also, what's in the will to receive together, he is gaining here as a will to receive. Here, he wants to receive it. Also, the greatness of the owner. Not only what he's giving, but also the state of the owner. How can we correct the Dalet? We have no choice. Only by the Bet. There is no other aspect, only the aspect of Bina. By the upper light that will come, that the light will come. What is by the upper light? I don't understand. Upper light is reaction inside me. Outside of this, I don't know. What is this process inside me? Bistol? I don't know. Nothing else. Upper light itself is a bestow. How does it bestow? It bestows on me, it gives me pleasure. This is the aspect of Chokhmah. But what's its character? Its character is Chesed. Abin Gimatria is Chesed. And if he's bestowing me, it brings me the aspect of Chesed, the character of Chesed, together with the pleasure. That means that I have no choice. If I want that he will bestow on me correction, the upper light, I must to connect with the character of Bina, with the aspect of Bina. And if I want correction in the aspect of I must that the fourth aspect, Prina Dalet, will connect with Prina Bet. That the aspect, the fourth aspect, Prina Dalet, will be a vessel, and the second aspect, Prina Bet, will be a screen, Masach. That means that they combine together. There is no way that Prina Dalet will combine with Prina Bet. In reality, is it possible? The creature is built with four aspects. This is the Havaya. This is the structure. Cannot change. Solid, and that's it. No change. Just like there's light, there's no change. Also in desire, there's no change. So what does it mean that the fourth aspect is mixing together with Prina Bet? What does it mean? It's not the desires are mixing. The quality of receiving with the quality of bestowal. Because in the aspect of the second aspect, in Prina Bet, it's all the desire that was revealed in the first aspect. In the first aspect, the desires that were revealed are the light created. These desires, the Creator want them to be in the creature. So that's how He created them. And the second aspect is that these desires, each desire will want to be the bestowing. Each desire. Each one of them. So this means that every desire that in the first aspect wants to be the bestowing, like in the aspect of Prina Bet, this is the intention. Only we don't talk about it yet as an intention, because there is no desire of its own self. But we have to understand that the second aspect, Prina Bet, is separated from Prina Aleph, from the first aspect, only because of its desires of Prina Aleph. They were not changing. First aspect exists in Prina Bet, in the second aspect. On top of those desires, there's a reaction that now I want with these desires to bestow. But with these desires, desires to receive, I want to bestow. Now in the future they will call intention. This is what the fourth aspect wants to attain, to buy, to purchase, to attain an intention, a screen. From the second aspect, from Prina Bet. That's it. Okay. And we are in Malchut. And also, the coupling Malchut, that was standing in the place of Pe, of Sag De'ak, raised up to the place that's called Nikve Naim De'ak, which is half Bina of Rosh, and there the coupling was made for the needs of Ma De'ak, that's called the worlds of Nikudim, and the place that's called Nikve Naim. Well, all of these things we will continue with our sketching next lesson, and in the meantime, we'll end.